rumble of the engine, the blast of the wind of the open road, the speed and freedom of the ride. These are the sounds and sensations of the motorcycle rider. Today, the rider under that helmet on a Harley-Davidson or a Kawasaki is likely to be a woman. The number of women mounting a powerful motorcycle to roar down the road has been growing dramatically. 10 to 20% of all registered motorcycle owners are women. In Florida, that means more than 70,000 women enjoy operating their own bikes. No more clinging to a man while riding on the back seat for these women. I'm Desta Horner, and I spoke to some of these free-spirited women to find out what attracts them to the world of motorcycle riding. We'll hear from Susan Hughes of Sanford and the Harley-Davidson sales manager Gino DeMauro. But first, let's meet the Chrome Angels of Central Florida, a group of women who enjoy the ride but also raise money to help other women in their fight against cancer. 4 club members roared up on their bikes one evening to join me in conversation. They are president and founder of Chrome Angels, Jesse Sills, Valerie Ghilardi, Trish Rose, and Judy Hayes. Let's start with the president of Chrome Angels, Jesse Sills.
I've always loved motorcycles, grew up riding them on the back with boyfriends and such, and about 11 years ago, I decided to buy my own.
What made you decide to get off the back of the man's bike and get the bike of your own?
Just looked around and saw all the ladies that were riding and decided that it was time I did it. It's always been a passion I wanted to try.
And Jesse, what made you decide to start the Chrome Angels?
After I lost my mother to breast cancer in 2003, she died in January. In July that year, I decided to combine her love of angels and my love of riding and found the Chrome Angels.
How many members are there?
Right now, I think we have 15. We're not a very large club, but we make a great impact on the community.
Valerie, how did you become a rider?
I first became a rider. A friend of mine that I worked with got me involved, and the cause is a great cause, and I've always loved motorcycles and wanted to ride.
Trish Rose, what got you started in motorcycles?
Well, I started when I was about 14 out in the country riding through the woods. And then I got married and had children, so decided it was too dangerous. But when they were gone, I decided to take it up again. And I started out on a Ninja, and now I ride a Suzuki 650cc, a little race racket, because I love speed. I go real fast, and I go by them like the speed of light. They don't even know I'm there.
Let's go to Judy Hayes. Judy, what got you started in biking?
When I moved to Florida in 1972, I had 2 desires: learn to water ski, learn to ride a motorcycle. Someone accidentally told me one day that somebody that worked at the Ford garage had a motorcycle they needed to trade on a car because they just had a baby. So I searched him out, paid him $200, and gave him my car and took his motorcycle over. Didn't know how to ride it, had somebody take it home for me. Then my boyfriend took me to this subdivision that was being built. Only the roads were there. He spent 3 hours running behind me, balancing me so I could change gears. The next weekend, he was too busy. He couldn't go. So I went back to that subdivision with a gas can, and I spent 8 hours teaching myself to ride that motorcycle. And I rode it every day to work until it blew up, and then I got another one and rode that one every day for 2 years. Then I had a child, got back on it once, and said, can't do this. The responsible bug got me. Then I had another child 16 years ago when he turned 13. I had a little scare of breast cancer myself. It turned out not to be. But during that little scare, I said to my husband, you know, if they told me I only had 6 months to live, there'd be a motorcycle in the driveway tonight. The next day, I thought about it all day. I called in from work, and I said, I'm at the motorcycle shop signing papers for a motorcycle. Now I ride a Kawasaki 900 Vulcan. It's not a loud bike like a Harley makes it blah, blah, blah. Mine goes, sort of. But I put an air horn on it. When I need people to know I'm there, I wanted them to know I was there. So the air horn does the trick.
With 10% of the drivers in the United States now are women motorcyclists, how do you feel about being called biker babes or chrome divas?
I think women have come a long way from being called a babe. Most of us are professional women who ride. We ride because we love the spirit of it and the freedom of it. And I think that's kind of disrespectful. And there's no divas in our club, that's for sure.
If you had to describe the women that are in your club, what kind of adjectives would you use for them?
Smart, independent, professional, fun-loving, probably compassionate and caring.
When you say compassionate and caring, can you tell me some of the things that Chrome Angels do that shows that compassion?
We do two events a year, two motorcycle events, but they're open to the public. Anybody can attend. We do one in January for breast cancer and its victims, and then we do one in the summer that we choose a charity that's in need of help, usually abused women and children.
How do you raise the money?
We get corporate sponsorships. We sell space on the back of our T-shirts. We charge an admission, and for the admission price, the guests get the shirt, usually prize tickets. They get a meal, and they have a good afternoon of entertainment and fun. The first year we did it, about 110 people show up. It was 32 degrees and raining, so you never know in January. And in the last two or three years, it's been cold in the morning. But we have riders come in from Tampa, St. Augustine, Daytona, as well as Orlando area.
And about, do you have any sense about how much money you provide for cancer victims?
Well, it just depends on the lady herself. We will help them with expenses they need to get medical treatment. We do not pay medical bills. We'll pay their co-pays. We'll pay their living expenses if their power is being shut off or they don't have food in their family because they've lost their jobs or don't have insurance. Last year alone, we helped 17 women with breast cancer. Last year, we raised a little over $17,000 at Pink Ribbons. The year before that, when the economy was a little better, it was $26,000 in 5 hours.
When you're out there on the bike, Jesse, how does it feel? Can you describe to me, I'm going to ask each and every one of your friends here that same question, how does it feel out there on the bike?
Well, I tell everybody my bike is my therapy, because when I'm on my bike, I can't worry about anything else except riding and taking care of myself. It's very empowering. It's very exciting. It is dangerous. It is more dangerous than probably anything most of us have ever done in our lives. But I think that's part of the enjoyment of it. But there's no more empowering feeling for a woman than to be on her own motorcycle.
Valerie, how does it make you feel when you're out there on the road?
It's just so much fun being outside, being in the air, being able to smell all the smells that you can smell. It's very freeing. It's very therapeutic. You can't think about or worry about anything except what you're doing. Riding, because it takes all of your senses to ride and to ride safely.
Trish, what does it feel like when you're out there on the road?
Pure pleasure. I just absolutely feel there is no other time on earth. It's better than a man. It's better than a dog. It's better than anything that you could possibly think of, except I do like zip lining. That's fun too.
What is it that that drives you to do these things, like zip lining, speed? Is it something that not all women have?
I like living on the edge. I like the adrenaline rush. And I like the feeling that gets inside of me when I fly down the road, head into those curves, and make it.
It almost makes me want to go get a motorcycle. Judy? What is the feeling that you have when you're out there on the open road?
When I'm in traffic, it can be tense. It's not real relaxing. But when you get to the open road, it is probably the freest you can ever feel. As far as empowerment, like Jesse said, I rode in the 70s, early 70s. There were no women riding at that time. You didn't see them, unless they said property of scooter trash on the back of their vest or something like that. They were usually riding behind someone. So someone driving their own was very rare. Now, many times when you see people coming, it's a man and a woman coming on separate bikes rather than on one bike. I don't think it's as empowering as it was for me, but it still makes me feel special, and it makes me feel very young.
And speaking of that, you do wear a helmet. What is it that makes you made that choice, since in Florida it's optional?
I've always worn one. I have a child. He's 15. I would like to see him become an old man. I did go through the neighborhood once without it, and it does feel a lot better. But in my head, I see a raw egg. If you drop one on the floor, it splats. If you put that same raw egg inside a tennis ball and drop it, it doesn't splat. So that's why I wear one. Maybe one day I won't, but now I will.
You'd prefer your head to be inside the tennis ball.
Yes. Yes, very much.
Trish, do you ride? Do you wear a helmet when you ride?
Yes, I do. I have a full-face helmet, especially for my type of bike, being a crotch rocket. It's more or less keeps my hair down and keeps it in place much better.
So that it doesn't swirl around and
yeah,
get in your...
Yeah, it doesn't get all knotted up. It protects my hair. I guess my head, too.
Jesse, I noticed that when you arrived, you didn't wear a helmet.
Well, I kind of have my own feeling about that. I think that if you're mature enough to own your own motorcycle and you know the dangers, it's your choice whether you wear a helmet or not. I do wear one when it's raining or when it's very, very cold. But I think it's my choice if I know what I'm facing. There's a saying that says, let those who ride decide, and that's the way I feel.
Valerie, what about being with other bikers at conventions and gatherings, whether it's a gathering with Chrome Angels or a gathering at Bike Week? Do you like to participate in those things?
I do. There's a camaraderie. It's fun. I can't even begin to tell you what it feels like to be with a group of people who are riding motorcycles and you're with them. It's a different sensation, and it's just a different feeling.
Jesse, what about you? Do you go to Bike Week?
Absolutely. I go to all the events because I write for Thunder Press magazine as well, so I actually get paid to party. So I have to be there. Bike Week is one of the oldest motorcycle gatherings in the United States. We just celebrated a 69th year in Daytona. It is. It's like the girl said, it's very exhilarating. It's a lot of fun. You get to see people you don't see for months on end, and you'll run into them, you know, at something going on up there. There's good food. There's always lots of exhibits now. There are a lot of big dealerships around who bring all their special products in that can show us what's new and upcoming, or safety products, things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
Trish, you've been a motorcyclist for a lot of years. Tell me, what is the perception that people have of you? I mean, you're a beautiful, blonde-haired chick, and I say that with every compliment. What is the perception that people have when you ride it on this rocket? What do you think they think?
Absolute shock, especially the police officers. When they stop me, you would not believe the expression on their face. First of all, they think I'm a young boy, and that's why they pull me over. Then they notice I am a girl. Then they go into extra shock when they look at the date on my license. Then they can't believe my rap sheet. And you would not believe how they can see the different faces that you have from the time you got your license. But of course, I keep getting younger, so that even puts them into more shock. And then they let me go.
What about men that aren't policemen, just ordinary guys? Do they have a different perception of you when they see you on that bike?
Generally, I ride alone, and I just don't pay attention because, you know, they're only men. So it's just not important to me, and I really don't even notice.
Judy, when you're riding and you are a mother, a wife, do people have a different perception when they see you on your bike with your leather on?
My friends think I'm rather odd anyway most of the time. So when I bought the bike and rode it to work the first day, they were like, why do you have those funny clothes on? I said, well, I got to go down in the gym and change clothes. I rode the motorcycle. Motorcycle. And then the question started. Now every day it's like, did you ride today? Did you ride today? They think it's fascinating. You know, my husband knew I was going to do it someday. My boss, I'm not sure she's still used to it. But she's realized it didn't change me. It just put less wheels on me to get to work.
Another woman who changed her life by changing from four wheels to two is Susan Hughes of Sanford. She also rides her motorcycle to work, where she is a team leader with the Seminole County Fire Rescue and EMS 911 Center. Susan bought her motorcycle at a critical turning point in her life. Why did you start riding?
About 3 years ago, my husband passed away, and that taught me some very important things in my life that, you know, you shouldn't wait to do the things that you want to do. And my daughter and I took a motorcycle class, and after that, we went to Bike Week, and shortly thereafter, I went and bought my bike. Actually, I have a bigger bike than women normally choose. I have a 2008 Heritage Softail. I chose it because it was low to the ground and it gave me a comfortable sit. When I came to a stop, my feet were firmly planted on the ground.
Well, it is a beauty. It's got all of the accoutrements, the leather panniers and the chrome. It's absolutely gorgeous. Does it have a name or a personality?
I just call it Pretty Pearl because it's pretty pearl white.
When you go out riding, where do you choose to ride?
I go to the beach a lot. I ride to the beach a lot. I like riding the roads and the hills of Lake County. But the longest trip that I've taken, I would say, is over to St. Augustine on the interstate.
Is there a difference in driving on the interstate than on the back roads?
The wind is a real big issue for me on the interstate. With all the side wind vortex on the interstate, and especially on a windy day, if the winds are really high on a day, I won't take the bike out because I am so small. And then with the traffic going by, that does create a big problem.
And what does it make you feel like when you're out there in the wind?
You know, when I go out and ride, it gives me some solidarity. I go out and I go places I enjoy to see, and it gives me a new perspective on things that I might not see otherwise going in my truck.
That this unique perspective on a bike is as appealing to women as it is to men is not surprising in this age of gender equality. But riding a motorcycle can be as dangerous as it is exciting. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the number of motorcyclist deaths has more than doubled in the decade from 1998 to 2008. Meanwhile, automobile fatalities reached a record low. Motorcycles have especially rapid acceleration and high top speeds, and riders are less visible to other motorists. Most importantly, motorcyclists are unenclosed, which leaves riders vulnerable in a crash. Interestingly, while women make up 10 to 20% of riders, they are involved in only 3% of the crashes. Jessie Sills, Valerie Gilardi, and Judy Hayes of the Chrome Angels all recognize the need for constant attention to safety.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've been in real danger when you were out there on the bike?
Yes, a couple of times. People are always cutting you off. That's one reason my bike is very loud. I do ride Harleys, and my bikes are very loud. I also have air horns on mine. But that doesn't seem to matter if somebody's talking on the telephone or playing with their kids in the back seat or arguing with the spouse in the other seat. I had to lay my bike down once coming off the 408 to avoid being run over. Thank goodness it was a rainy, cold morning and I had leather on, but my chaps were shredded and I couldn't walk for about 4 days.
Valerie, have you ever been in an accident on your bike?
The only time I've been in an accident on my bike is through my own carelessness. Close encounters, yes.
I think when you're out there, you have to drive defensively. When you're looking ahead, your eyes are constantly going right, left, forward, behind you, mirrors, whatever. And the special thing that I do when somebody's pulling out of the road to my right is to look at their front left wheel. Because if that's moving, they're going to pull out in front of you. And you can pretty well gauge that way. If you wait and you're looking at the driver, you can't see what he's doing. But if you watch his car, you can. And then the horn, really the horn is for my own feel good, I guess, because I know people cannot hear that horn, even as loud as it is. So it's more driving defensively, I believe, all of us. Even when we ride together, we're watching out for one another.
How is the motorcycle industry accommodating the growing influx of female customers into the showroom? I stopped by Seminole Harley-Davidson and spoke to the sales manager, Gino DeMauro. What percentage of your customers in this dealership are women?
The old percentage was about 10%. We've seen that grown dramatically. We think it's more like 25% because I believe women are very independent and want to ride independently from their spouses or boyfriends. We just sold recently a 18-year-old female a motorcycle, and she was on a Sportster and came in and purchased it herself. And a month ago, we sold a 77-year-old woman a very large touring bike, a Street Glide, that she traded off of a few-year-old Dyna. We thought that was pretty remarkable.
What are some of the features or design differences between bikes for men and women?
Well, the women, they a lot of times feel more comfortable with pullback handlebars, which makes it easier for their reach. Also, seat adjustments and different seat types that bring them lower to the ground or maybe closer to the handlebars. We also do a lot of suspension modifications to lower the suspension for their leg height to fit them perfectly. Like I said, with a Harley, they can take the model that's closest, that they like the best, and modify it to fit them like a glove.
When they do come in, do women like to buy pink bikes, or do they like to come in and buy leather accessories? What is it that sets them apart?
We've had some in cases come in and buy pink motorcycles. We don't sell pink motorcycles, but we do have a paint company that will paint it any color that they like. As far as leather accessories, yes, they do. We have a wide range and a full line of our motor clothes department that caters to women. Women jeans, boots, riding gloves, you name it. We have the same amount for women as we do for men.
Do you have any women on your sales team?
We do. We do have a woman salesperson, a sales associate. She's been with us for several years. But we do have the rest of our sales department, which are gentlemen that do sell to women. I think they're more interested in the motorcycle that they're buying versus who's helping them. We don't approach it different than if a gentleman was purchasing a motorcycle. Some men are need customization to a motorcycle just like women do. Women riders are a huge part of our business, and we enjoy working with them. And I think in the years to come, in the near future, you're going to see a lot more women riding than even what they are now. That number's grown. I think it's going to grow even more.
Whichever bike a woman chooses, the spirit of motorcycling fills a special spot in the heart of these independent women. They stand in the tradition of the African-American rider Bessie Stringfield, who in the 1930s and 40s rode across the United States 8 times and earned the name Motorcycle Queen of Miami. Trish Rose of Chrome Angels captures the spirit of women motorcyclists from the past and the present.
The dream of the right way to spend the rest of my life would be just to ride off into the sunset and never have to turn around, except for a glimpse at my family from time to time, and just enjoy the rest of my years traveling through all foreign lands.
We've posted pictures of the Chrome Angels, Susan Hughes, and Gino DeMauro on the CMF website, along with the full extended interviews with all the motorcyclists. We've also included links to other websites offering more information related to this feature. Should you wish to comment on this podcast, we have provided an online process for you to offer your reaction. And you might also wish to email a link to this feature to someone who might value hearing it. While at the website, we encourage you to visit our archive section for more stories about our community. For Central Florida Matters, this is Desta Horner.